Oswego police continue to investigate three apparent heroin overdoses over the weekend that claimed the life of one SUNY Oswego student and sent two others to the hospital. More from WRVO's Gino Gerentino.
According to Oswego Police Chief Tori Decare, officers responded to two calls early Saturday morning about apparent heroin overdoses in the city. At or around the same time, SUNY Oswego police received a similar call about another overdose. The student who was found on campus died, while the two others were treated at Oswego Hospital. Later Saturday morning, SUNY Oswego issued an emergency alert telling students to avoid the drug. Since then, the city's police force has been working with campus police to investigate the overdoses and determine what happened. Officers will not say whether or not the event was connected to the Bridge Street Run, an unsanctioned pub crawl that students participate in at the end of each school year. On the SUNY Oswego campus, students say they're shocked at the weekend's events, and most of those talked to were uncomfortable about the subject. One student, Jessie Brandt, said she was scared when she first saw the emergency alerts.
No matter what the event, it's always shocking that somebody in the community has passed away, especially over drug abuse, and they're, you know, so young, too. So I find it shocking, yeah.
Police Chief Decare says it's still too soon to tell why the overdoses happened, or if the heroin was tainted or too potent. Those questions will be answered when lab tests come back. The incidents are still under investigation, and the victims' names have not been released. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.